the report. In terms of our resolution last week, where we had to invest certain things, particularly Gauteng, concerned to the national treasury, we have received a feedback from the national treasury indicating that the money that 500 million what is actually been approved, 559.2 has been approved, and therefore that is no longer a concern. The delays were from the part of the province as we expected, and the communication, you will see the communication from National Treasury also touches on some of the issues raised as concerns by other provinces. But I will confine myself to the Gauteng one as the specific one where we resolved. The rest I remember we just know. But thanks very much, National Treasury, for your prompt response on the issues. A letter has been sent to the Gauteng and all other provinces in terms of these responses, and we hope that flows to matter. And that's the feedback I wanted to give to the meeting. A letter was also sent to clarify Northern Cape with regard to the issues that they have raised. I also personally had a meeting with the chair of the committee and explained the situation to him, but we have also subsequently favored them with this copy of the memo from the National Treasury, and as well as Northwest and all those that are here there. So without any waste of time, honorable members, I will now give you the mandate. There are only two provinces that could not send the mandate by now. They will be sending them later. That is Gauteng and Free State. But with regard to Free State, we don't expect any changes, of course, because even the negotiating mandate was straightforward. And Gauteng, it was only those concerns that had been addressed, that might not even have that particular negative impact that they were talking about. So we expecting that their submission will just be to support, but so we have 7 provinces before us that have submitted their mandates. Just for the record, we note the fact that Gauteng and Free State ones will come in after 2 o'clock as they promised, and then we will deal with this one that are before us. The first one being Eastern Cape. I do not see the delegate from the Eastern Cape here. May I request Honorable De Beer to read the mandate of the Eastern Cape?
Yes. I was born in the Eastern Cape, and it's appropriate as this year votes also the legislature. The House votes in favor of the bill and mandates Eastern Cape permanent delegate to vote for the adoption of the bill without further amendments. Signed by the Speaker.
Thank you very much, Honorable De Beer. The Eastern Cape vote in favor. KZN.
Chairman, the KwaZulu-Natal Legislature met on the 13th of November and agreed to mandate the KwaZulu-Natal delegation to the National Council of Provinces to support the Division of Revenue Amendment Bill, Bill 33 of 2012, and it is duly signed off by the Speaker, Honorable Mgonyeli.
KZN vote in favor. Thank you very much. Mpopo.
Chairperson, a report of vote in favor, signed by the Speaker A. Palam.
Mpopo, vote in favor. Thank you very much. Mpumalanga, Honorable Mashile is off sick. He had to return from the old after back home yesterday the afternoon. So, Honorable Makubela, and your neighbors, you can.
Mpumalanga, vote in favor of the bill, signed by the Speaker, Honorable Ezem Lisi.
Western Cape.
The Western Cape, the Standing Committee on Finance and Economic Development, begs to report that it confers on the Western Cape delegation and NCP the authority to vote in favour, and it was signed by the Honourable R. McDonough, the Speaker of the Western Cape.
Thank you, Honourable Becker. And then the Northwest. The provincial legislature votes in favor of the bill, and the amendments note with great importance the Northwest provincial legislature being afforded more platforms during the budget cycle to put matters of fiscal concern into concerns with regard to the provincial appropriation of funds. It would seem Northwest votes in favor, except for the part that deals with the amendment, which necessarily there are no amendments, because what they raised as members of the concern was that the concern that they would want to be more involved in the processes. So I'm sure that is a small confusion that you can clarify with them. It's not an amendment to the bill itself. It is something that you noted and would also clarify. I had already indicators to them that there should be a greater cooperation between them and the finance, I mean the provincial treasurer, because the MEC of finance is all in this process. And it is at that level where that interaction can happen. And from time to time, at this level, we always invite provinces to come to any activities that relate to finance, particularly when the minister is to table the budget and stuff like that. So, honorable members, we do have all those seven provinces. We have noted Gauteng and Free State that will be submitted later. And majority of provinces do support the bill, and therefore the bill will then be tabled as such. And that leads me to the report on the bill itself, honorable members. The report was circulated to members last week for any comments, omissions, and corrections, and I will take it page by page. I'm on page one. Page one.
With regard to paragraph 5.4, question does not alter the baseline of the net allocation for 2012-13. And then we could maybe just add for further information that it will be corrected through the Gazette in terms of Section 15 of the 2012 Division of Revenue Act, because that's how the change will actually legally be enforced. And maybe just another additional point.
Just repeat the first one from a very second.
Okay, this correction does not...
No, page what? Which page?
Page 6. What point for the last paragraph, if you can just add after the MIC allocation for 2012-13, if you can just add, this correction will be done through a government gazette. As per Section 15 of the 2012 Division of Revenue Act. Another addition, if you can just also add that under the EPWP incentive grant for provinces, also page 6 just after this correction, if you can just add that the EPWP grant for provinces will also be corrected for the national, for Northern Cape. This was one of the departments that listed under that appendix had the wrong name. But I can provide the secretariat with the details. I can actually, because it was done also through the standing committee's one. We unfortunately forgot to add that in our original write-up to the bill, but it doesn't change any allocations. It's just that the national, the provincial department's plan was incorrect. We can just fix that.
Thank you very much, Ms. Banu. Honourable Member, can I get your reflection on those two inputs? Agreed?
Thank you very much. Page 7. Last is zero. Last is eight.
I think in terms of page 9 under 8.2, the submissions done earlier on in this meeting, then it has been better there. And it will just expand that section before the report call for it. Now, members, under 9.1, I just wanted to say, because there we are trying to express our views. So if we could amplify and say, if we agree to that point that in our view, I mean to say, what the National Treasury regards as saving are, in our view, underspending, and that, about the view of the PSC that the current approach of expecting each public entity to take responsibility of its own human resource management and development practice is unrealistic. 9.30. It's not 8-10 actually. Just a correction there. I think there are no recommendations. We just that the House adopt the bill without amendment. Are we in agreement on the House? May I then get the mover of the reform? Honorable Javier moves Norman Cape and so called. Item on the agenda on our members will be the minutes of the 2nd of November. It's only two sets of minutes. I'll take you to page 2. Adoption. May I have the mover?
one.